Okay, everyone, welcome to another exhilarating episode of Not So Common Sense. So, this is going to be the podcast where I talk about burnout leave. What is that? Well, we Americans don't know about it because we don't have it. But yes, quite important it is for people to know about, you know, being burnt out. Because, again, dealing with, like, what I'm doing, having to jump from job to job to job to job to job, trying to find the right one, the one that has, you know, the minimum things to drive you insane, right? Not the fact you're going to find a perfect job, but you don't, that doesn't mean you're not going to look for one that's the closest, really, closest to the right job for you. So, I have here, normally I have a video, but I don't. I could ask my lovely wife over here. Shit! You know, as you can hear her coughing, you know, pull up a video, because we do have one available, but it really doesn't go into the great detail like I wanted. So I said, well, I looked it up myself, and did a little research on it. Now, this is dealing with Germany, by the way. Now, this website that I got it from promotes people basically being expats, you know, wanting you to move to Germany. So, this is a main thing that's kind of cool, that they like, hey, look, we got something here that most people would love. Now, this isn't basically a law, but more like a norm. Right, think of it like how if you're working and you're a full-time employee, and what's the things they always tell you? Oh, we got great benefits here.
Shit.
What? Something came out.
No.
No. What?
I missed the appointment. They 13th, right?
Yes. What appointment did you miss?
A fucking dermatology appointment.
Dang.
No, I'm sorry. It's in March. Damn.
There you go. See? It's flipping out. But anyway, see? They were having to get burned out. Speaking of it. So, like I said, this is article comes from this website that deals with it. But none of this information is not like it's not real. All of it is 100% real. And everything else like that. I just use this because it breaks down even in a better way, right? I do this because for those people out there who are Trump supporters out there, and they hear things like communism, socialism, those isms, that's not capitalism, this is what you get. I always say to him, compare that ism to your ism. Your ism don't have this. Which ism actually gives a damn about you? So the first thing I want to do is start by going over the definition of what they define as burnout, right? They have a basic definition and one given by the World Health Organization. I'm going to read both anyway. So, they define burnout as a condition that's faced by most people who suffer from long-term stress after getting physically and emotionally exhausted. So, it's not just, it's both. So, there's a physical opponent to this. Yes, once you go here in the symptoms, you can see that, yeah, kind of physical. For example, stress at the workplace due to tough assignments, feeling overwhelmed by work issues in personal life, or uncooperative bosses. Oh boy, do we know about those. The person experiencing burnout cannot get rid of it on its own. So one must address the root cause and solve the relevant issue due to which burnout is causing. So, it's not just being tired, basically. It's like existential dread as well. You, like I said, once I go through the symptoms, you'll start to understand. But that's their basic definition. They give one that's by the World Health Organization. According to the definition given by the World Health Organization, burnout is a symptom that results due to stressful work environment, uncooperative bosses, but I hear that a lot too, by the way, uncooperative bosses, and hectic job schedule. They also give three different factors for it. Having mental distractions from your job, feeling of tiredness and being exhausted, staying less effective in work assignments, meaning that you're start to see actual performance issues in your job, right? You are coming into work every day on time, loving the work, and then it starts to become, you're coming to work 15 minutes late, then it starts to become 20 minutes late, and then you pop up, you know, an hour late, whenever the hell you know you can pop up when the boss ain't there, right? You start showing up to meetings. You come in the meetings, you're there every day. You came there bright and early, smiling, happy. Now you come into work, you barely crack a smile. Robin Williams won't be to make you laugh. Right? So, they go ahead and they break down some factors that cause burnout. Multiple factors can cause burnout. According to the studies, the lockdown period during the pandemic was the greatest reason for burnout. Money issues, if you are unable to manage and plan your budget effectively, of course, common sense. Continue work or work without breaks. That definitely causes it. And flexibility at work, and of course, your age and gender can be a factor for causing burnout. Right. Men can handle more stress than women. That's sometimes the case. But then a middle-aged man will handle stress probably more and better than a, you know, elderly woman. And then you got vice versa.
Is this school up?
What? I'm going to see what it's about.
No, what is, this is a definition of burnout?
No, this is burnout. This is their policy.
Oh, that,
I'm going down. Yeah. This is their, basically, a policy.
They define burnout is a condition faced by most people who suffer from long-term stress after getting
physically
and emotionally exhausted.
Yep.
For example, stressed at workplace due to tough
assignments, feeling overwhelmed by work issues and personal life, or uncooperative bosses.
Ooh, Jesus.
Oh, don't worry. Hadn't even gotten to
that
all.
That sounds like something I'm going through.
Yeah, don't worry. You go,
burnout definition
by the World Health Organization.
Is according to the definitions given the World Health Organization, burnout is symptoms that resulted due to stressful work environment, uncooperative bosses, and hectic work.
Yes, twice.
Having mentally This is from job, yes. Feeling tiredness, being exhausted, yes. Staying less efficient at work.
No, that's less efficient at work.
Meaning I ain't doing but what I gotta do. Yes.
No, not just that. It's more than that. When they say things like that, this is, because don't forget, this is this is an actual mental illness.
Yeah, well, I got burnout then.
Because it's like, you come, like I said, you come in, you're happy, you're smiling, and then you start to get real.
Multiple factors, yeah. Money issues, if you are unable to manage, yes.
Manage your budgets effectively.
Continuous work or work
without breaks.
Without break, yes.
Will cause you to get burned out.
Inflexible.
Inflexibility at work, meaning yes. Your work is either is or isn't. Like what we have right now with our schedule. Like our schedule break it worth a damn.
Yes.
I had to bring a Glock up there and put it to Mr. Lucky's head and say, my wife is coming into work, you know, with me on the weekends, or I'm going to blow your brains out.
Yes.
And he'll probably say, shoot me.
He'll be like, Financial issues contribute to
mental health.
Long workouts. Yeah.
By long workouts, it means stuff like us. Again, this is Germany. Yeah. They're talking about America.
Yeah.
When it comes to long workouts. They're not talking about, oh, you stay an hour late because of, you know, somebody
working. Let's see.
All that work flexibility. So
well, I got work, but I'm burned out, man.
Yeah. So they went and because I know she's looking at it. So they went and broke down basically how they expect, you know, broke down what they're talking about, these factors. When it comes to financial issues, there's like financial issues contribute a lot towards mental health. If you are a low income person or have some major expenses that are not covered by insurance provider, and they say insurance provider, they have insurance providers provide everything, employer, or you did not get welfare support, you might suffer from mental illness or burnouts.
Yes.
Did you just hear that? If you don't get welfare support or have any type of insurance, or your government, your job just ain't giving you enough money, you'll suffer from mental illness or burnout. They're literally putting burnout up there as a mental illness here in Germany. By the way, this is in Germany. Your financial issues and money problems can lead to mental distress. Long work hours. Work-life balance is vital no matter what job you're in. It could have literally left it at that, but it goes even further. But dead ass, that one sentence is vitally important. Work-life balance is vital no matter what job you're in. You need to carefully examine your tasks, assignments, duties, and projects for better and effective time management. If you're in a job with long work hours, you are unable to spend your time with your family or friends, and you have poor work-life balance, you might face mental illness at any time. Work-life balance is necessary for your own well-being and mental health. You need to have a work-life balance. Again, this is a communistic, socialistic society. This is hell this is hell, by the way, because this is how these conservatives see things. This is their hell, by the way. Sound kind of like heaven to me. You know, my job is supposed to make sure to pay me enough and give me time off enough to make me spend my time wisely and have a decent work-life balance. Work flexibility. According to the survey, people do not get flexibility during working hours at offices. This is the major factor that's surprisingly caused burnout. When people do not get enough flexibility at work, they feel exhausted and burnt out. 53% of international respondents claim that they are not satisfied with the amount of flexibility they have at work. The figure was 37% for people who were satisfied with their work flexibility. So overwhelming majority say they don't, internationally, they surveyed, doing this survey they had, just feel like they don't get enough flexibility at work. It's basically the job way or you get a step in. Of course, they talk about age and gender and whatnot. We all know how that works. I do not need to read that. But here you go. The main thing, this is what I told you. Don't worry, girl. It goes into if you're burned out or not. Signs and symptoms of burnout. Burnout results in poor physical and mental health. It also affects the quality of life and your relationships. If you're experiencing the below mentioned signs and symptoms, you must consider it as burnout. Can you go through those?
Insomnia, can't sleep, stress or depression, yes. Mm-hmm. Feeling tired again and again, even when you're not tired, yes.
Even when you're not overburdened.
Feeling drained, yes. Feeling
full of being alone.
Okay.
Reduced productivity.
Doubt yourself.
Anxiousness and insecurity. reduction in individual
feeling
performance,
defeated, yes,
feeling helpless
Well, yeah, it's taking too much time, then
time for things to be done. Mm-hmm. Having a negative outlook. Increased errors and mistakes. Sudden poor performance, even if you know how to work. Sudden. That's another thing, too, by the way, that people don't pay attention to. The sudden performance. Like you know how to do the work, but then you start making mistakes. By that time period, you need to quit. Because this is not... Make sure you understand when they say stuff like sudden performance, things like that. Like, let's say you're a cook, and you're making spaghetti over and over and over again, but somehow reason you put too much salt in this batch of spaghetti. That shows a real form of tiredness. Like, you did not get enough rest type of performance. You know, remember when I was driving to work, and you saw me about to pass the fuck out? That type of thing. Because I was sick. And I knew it was. Right? And I knew it was.
Tiredness, yes. I got all that shit.
I was about to say that. Fatigue.
Yes.
When you going, getting up to go to work, you feel tired. You know, you're like, oh man, you dragging yourself into work.
Yes.
Like I said, about that feeling of existential dread.
Like you just don't want
to
be there.
Period. Like you don't want to be there, period. Like, man, I'm about to call the fuck out.
Yes.
Well, if your job is making you feel like, oh, you just got to call the fuck out, it might not be the right job for you. But in Germany, it's a reason why they don't have to worry about that. Because sometimes it might be the right job for you. Like, again, the job that I'm leaving. Yeah, it's a perfect job for me, really. I can do that every day until I'm about 99 years old. Insomnia, meaning that, you know, you can't go to sleep. You know, it's more than just, you know, you come in and you have to unwind. Everyone has that point in time when you're working in certain type of jobs where you have to unwind. But it's like, oh, it's come in at 1 o'clock and now it's 4 o'clock in the morning. You still haven't went to sleep. Right. Stress or depression. Do I need to say much about that? Everybody know about depression. Feeling tired again and again and again. Even if you're not overburdened. Meaning your basic task, you're just getting up and you're just like, here we go. And you're dragging yourself to do this. You're dragging yourself to do that. And you're moving and moving and moving. Right? Feeling drained all the time. Again, that's what I said before that goes in the second. You're just drained. You're just tired. Real tired. Right? Feeling of being alone. You're in the room full of people, but you was like, none of these motherfuckers give a damn about me.
Yep.
You know, none of these motherfuckers give a damn about me. You don't want to talk to people, your co-workers there, because it's like, nah, I don't need to talk to them because they're not going to care anyway. You know, I felt like that. I was at Brinks. I felt like that. I was like, all right, I'm in here alone. I want to talk to these motherfuckers. There ain't a damn person in here I want to talk to. You know, if I was getting probably shot and killed, they'd probably celebrate my death and give everybody a day off of work. Dead ass set those right in my head. They probably give everybody a day off of work. Probably the first time they close. That's why I left that job. Well, gonna leave that job anyway. I left the job for a scam, but I was gonna leave that job anyway. Reduce productivity. I know about that. Did that already. Like I said, again, Brinks. I bring that one up because that was the one I was really burnt out at. I came in. I was just going at it, 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 going at it. Everything I had to do, I was doing it. I was staying late. The first day I was there, I came in at 5 o'clock in the goddamn morning. And when time did I leave? Almost 8, 9 o'clock at night. I went from doing my job to doing someone else's job. And they like, what time you come in? I'm like, oh yeah, I came in like 5 in the morning. 5 in the morning? It's almost 9. You better leave. Better clock out. Because, yeah, I was about to literally do a 24-hour rotation. Like, not clock the fuck out. Man, that was the time I was to leave to pick you up and I had to call you and tell you I was going to be late or get your mom to do it. God, they had me working a damn double straight on my first day at work. Yes, first day at work. You know, doubting oneself. You know, doubting yourself. Don't know if you can do the job correctly. Doubting if you made the right decision and taking the job and whatnot. Like, you thinking, man, I could have stayed at the place I was at beforehand. I would have been so much better off. You really believe you made a terrible mistake. Reduction in individual performance. You, like I said, you came in, you were doing your performance, you came in every day, and you were routinely doing this amount of work, that amount of work, and then it started to drop down. This is your quiet quitting, by the way. That's here. So people who want to talk about quiet quitters, yeah, that's a sign of burnout. You come in, and you're doing all this work, and then now you're doing the bare minimum that's required of you. Feeling helpless. You want to leave the job, but, or you want to take time off, but I want to take my break, but, right? Things like that. You want to do stuff like that, but you can't. Oh, I want to, you know, go to the movies on my day off, but I gotta go into work because I'm going in on my day off of work because I need the money. Right. Loss of trust towards boss or higher management. You don't believe that if you talk to your boss that anything will happen. This job here where I'm at right now, I know if I talk to Lucky, he'd go in one ear and out the other. He's not even going to understand what the fuck I said. Will he remember what I said. I can say something in the previous thing I said. If I were to ask him, did you even hear what I just said 5 seconds ago? No, he don't remember. Oh, I just said my name is Mr. Fields. You weren't even paying attention. You called me, you know, Mr. Walker. I'm not Walker. I'm Mr. Fields. You know who Walker is. You've been here forever. I'm Mr. Fields. I'm the new guy. You feel like you don't want to talk to him. Like, why give him a 2 week? Why give him a 2 week notice when they're not even gonna read the motherfucking shit anyway? Why try to bargain with them and say, "Oh, I feel like I can stay a little, but if you know, if these certain demands are met, I'll stay." You know. Or let's see if we can compromise in a way for me to be able to do my job a little more effectively. No, you feel like, you know, it's not even going to be worth it because these motherfuckers not even going to hear the way I try to bargain with them. They just going to basically say it's either this way or you get the fuck stepping. Right? Feeling trapped or defeated. You feel as though that you can't do anything, right? That when you're at work, I'll use her for example. When you're at work and you know full well that someone's not going to come in, and you know full well you want to leave, you want to go home, you did your shift, but they're going to force you to do a double, like what happened with me that Saturday. You want to leave, you want to go home, but you know for well if you don't do it, then it's going to be a problem. Right? Feel defeated at work. Feels like when you bring up your side of the story, it's like they're not even listening to you. Right? You remember when you came in that time and you wanted to leave early? And Miss Fuller was like basically trying to get you to stay and do a double anyway, even though it wasn't your responsibility. Yeah. That type of thing. Like, it's not my responsibility. You already supposed to have someone else here. Don't try to put it on me. Anxiety. Like I said, when you're going to work and the existential dread of getting up, doing this, doing that. You gotta go to work. You don't want to talk with your boss. You know, like me, it got a little bit of anxiety, but for real, part of it is like, I really don't give a shit because they can't do shit to me anyway, because I'm gone on tomorrow anyway, right? I'm gone tomorrow anyway. You really can't do anything. I already gave my commitments to another job. I technically can still tell that job to go kick rocks because this is Maryland and this is a right to work. This is not a right to work state. It's one of those. But yeah. But basically, it's those type of jobs where, you know, they can fire you for just about anything, right? And I can quit just as much as well too, right? So, feeling overwhelmed. You remember how you felt when you was doing Sunday. Right? Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I know you're doing something on the phone. Remember how you felt Sunday, right?
Yes.
Them scutter bucket holes wasn't listening to you and they was yelling and barking and sounding like they in down there at her high school. And both of these women are big as shit, look like grown-ass adults. You can't differentiate from these regular girls from actual staff. Right? You felt like that and trying to get them to go into their fucking rooms. Right?
Right.
Situation like that happened with me. Similar situations like that happened with me when we needed people to go into their rooms, but they wanted to keep using the damn fucking microwave. It's like, go in your rooms, you gotta go to bed because you gotta be up for class for the next day anyway. But again, since they have no type of repercussions for missing class, being tardy for class, or just about for any damn reason whatsoever, short of actually just bringing drugs onto the damn dorm. Yeah, as I said, short of just bringing drugs onto the dorm, because yes, they can fight. Fighting even, threatening even, and they're still not going to get expelled anyway. They're not going to get terminated. You know, they're just going to say, hey, did you actually kill him? Yeah, I did. Oh, well, good. That's one body gone. We can replace him. Right, it's pretty much like that. That's why I call it jail. Yeah. Taking too much time than required for things to be done. Right. So, there's parts of your job that are timed. You know, let's say I need to do, I'm supposed to be doing things like check for us. Basically, check for us is basically a role. Basically, what it is. Like in school, when teachers take a role, is that we do it on multiple time periods, you know. Throughout the day, not just with that one time. Basically, it's 100% the exact same shit.
Phillips.
So, you're taking roll, and you both start at 3:45. It's about 4:15, and you're finally getting your roll done. Right? Things like that. Or you don't want to call everyone up to get the roll done. You do like me and say, well, at least I know the day it is, and no one's leaving. So I just copy down what was the role from overnight. That type of thing. Having a negative outlook. Just see my wife over here and how she feels about the job. Look at me and how I feel about the job. That's how it is. You feel as though that you can't go anywhere to anyone to do anything and you feel as though you need to take as much time off as you possibly can. You calling in sick so many times doesn't make any sense. You get a headache or a stomach ache, and you automatically, instead of taking a painkiller, you just say, fuck it, I'm calling out of work completely. Increase in errors and mistakes. Once you start to get to these last two, that one and sudden performance, you're more than burnt out. You need to find a different job. I'm sorry, that position, you need to start finding another job. Because you start making real mistakes. I mean, again, like I say, in my situation, not keeping proper track of the numbers of people that's coming in, you know, certain people here, certain people there, and you basically not paying attention. Things like that. Now, they talk about innovative ways to deal with burnout. They say take a break, of course, common sense. If you're working on multiple assignments and projects simultaneously, you must take a break at a set interval. Get up and spend at least 5 minutes away from your seat and screen to relax. It's people in offices, basically, for that issue. But pretty much, like you said, take some time away, take a break, get up, do something that's not the actual job. If you can go outside and just, you know, inhale, exhale, feel the different temperature. If it's cold outside, let the cold air hit you. If it's warm outside, let the sun hit you.
Phillips.
Right. Set your schedule. Make a schedule and do everything according to the plan structure so you can manage all projects and meetings in a good way. So basically, they try to say, try to maybe like set up how you want to do things. Let's say with me, I had to, you know, you gotta do check, you know, you got to get, you know, make some notes in the book that we have, right? Mm-hmm. And make sure to update your board, right? Because freedom, you gotta update the board. People come in, people leave, right? Ugh. So, with that, what's that say? Okay, it says something about that. The background checking process is now complete and the report is ready for you to review. Oh, yeah, I'll look at that. So, you say to do that. Time management approach, this is basically, you know, managing your time wise, to try to do as much as you can to manage your time, your work life balance. If you have a certain amount of PTO for over here in the United States, if your job gives you it, because taking a break in the United States is illegal to do so unless you're filthy rich. If you're an average person, they do not give you any time off. You have to come into work sick. You have to come into work if you're on, like, what I mean by sick is, like, if you're on a doctor's bed, you can get fired. Yes. You heard me right. If you're in a dire emergency, maybe you ate something and got sick and you're in the hospital. Your job can find out that you're in the hospital, and while you're in the hospital, tell you to come into work. You can't even respond because you're probably out and you've been sedated. And they're operating on you, and since you didn't return that, and your family and loved ones can definitely tell them, like, no, they right now in the operating table being operated on. And you can have the damn surgeon call them in the middle of it, and they will say, well, since they can't come into work, they're fired. And in the United States, that is legal. Legal. They can do that. Straight up fire you while you're on the operating table, fighting for your life. Yes. If you're in the banking industry and you went through an ordeal because you had your life literally threatened, you know, because you're being robbed. And I don't just mean the you know, best case scenario, paper, pink, paper, ink, and shit, and you just throw money in the bag and you can take a
Phillips.
God damn.
No, because don't pay me no money. You do what you
want. Said Phillips like 18 times.
Phillips.
Right.
Because this one, you know how you do that, you get that portal, your hospital portal.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I've got two different hospitals, and they got two different one. The one that she's at, it's not even like
one there.
Yeah, like it's not even. They ain't had nothing.
Yeah.
No appointments that I had with this nothing.
Yeah.
This shit.
But this is the thing. Citizen finally got into this portion. Where he talks about burnout leave in Germany. Let me go ahead and read this portion because y'all gonna flip out when you hear this shit. Burnout leave, excuse me, because you coughing. Burnout leave is the best way to deal with stress and fatigue at work. In Germany, employees can get a leave of 72 weeks if they are feeling burnt out. The burnout leave is a paid leave and your salary or income does not affect in any way. Employees get the full salary during burnout leave. Let me make sure to read that statement again. In Germany, employees can get a leave of 72 weeks. If they are feeling burnt out, the burnout leave is a paid leave. So it's paid leave, PTO. And your salary or income does not affect in any way. Meaning you do not get, your salary is not affected in any way from this type of leave. Meaning, oh, you know, you don't get it, you don't get any salary. Nope, it's not affected. You get your salary. Employees can get the full salary during their burnout leave. Burnout policy in Germany is designed to support employees to overcome their stress and regain their energy for work. They can motivate themselves with a good amount of rest during 72 weeks, right? Employers get benefits if they allow burnout leave to their employees. This is the reason why they do it. That's why I said it's just like a 401k type program there. We talk about burnout. Reduce absenteeism. Right? If you're an employer, if I can. Here we go again. If I can guarantee my employee will be there. You know, all right. I still got the employee here. He's a good worker. I don't want to lose him, but. You know, they feeling kind of stressed out and burned out. I let them take some time off. They can come on back. Minimize turnover. You're not Amazon. Need I say more? And what I mean by that, for certain people who don't know, is Jeff Bezos literally said that he likes turnover because it makes keeps his employees fresh. By turnover, that means his. By the way, his that statement means that his turnover is so bad that people don't stay there that long. You know how you hear about jobs and how people say they've been there for 20 years. At Amazon, the seasoned employee will say, "You know, I've been here since October." It's the symbol. Yeah, that's how bad the turnover rate will be. And you think I'm joking when I say this, but I'm really not. Amazon turnover rate is that bad. Healthcare costs. Over here in the United States, your employer pays for your healthcare if they have their healthcare. Right. Now, in Germany, you don't have to worry about that because they got their public healthcare. Right? Employees are not benefited with burnout policy by law, but they can avert if I agree. Yeah, like I said, I told you it's not by law. It's just like one of those benefits that the job gives you. Like, if you're a full-time employee, you had that. Right? And you might be asking, how do you partake in this, right? Because I know, girl, you might be saying the same thing. How do you partake in this? You know, burnout. How does it work, per se? Sometimes consultant, a therapist, physician, you know, a therapist and a psychiatrist is all you need. You go to your therapist, go to your psychiatrist, they diagnose you with burnout, and bam, you take that to your boss. Hey, I was diagnosed by my therapist with being burnt out. I'm going to take burnout leave, and I'm going to take all 72 damn weeks. Well, see you when you get back. If they say, listen, let me know when you get back. And this is good for the employee, employer, and everybody, right? Because during those 72 weeks, you know, get re-energized, you can go back to work. Not only that, if you want to look for a different job, you can look for a different job. Yes, this is meant for that policy too. And that way, you can talk with your job. Hey, I'm looking for work, so if I find something, I'll let you know if I find it. And, you know, okay, the job can, you know, all right, you let them know you got a different job, and you know, go about yourself, right? And they can do the same thing. It's not, you don't have to do anything. There's no espionage here, right? You don't feel dirty looking for another job because the job isn't right for you. You don't have to call out sick in order to take an interview, right? If you have public health insurance, it might be possible that you had to wait for weeks or even months here. Here is a genuine topic for if you have public health insurance, get the appointment within 14 days. Yeah, so they try to tell you to talk to a therapist, make sure to get everything taken care of ahead of time, because like, you just don't want to just jump and try to do it by yourself.
How the fuck she gonna
be in y'all? You know, you must consult a general practitioner if you are not well due to the stressful work environment. Mm-hmm. To take time off. So you gotta talk. You can't just up and just take it off. You gotta to actually talk to an actual general practitioner. Right.
This is it. No son of a biscuit
on cheese crackers. All right. Cost of treating burnout before you get work.
Millions of dollars.
Before you worry about the cost of becoming symptom free from burnout. Yeah. Do contact your health insurance provider. Yeah. Yada yada. Early diagnosis, late diagnosis. Yeah, you know, it can affect your job if you really don't pay attention to this stuff. This, like, they're really going into this stuff. And again, they do tell you, you know, you can go ahead and quit too sometimes too on here. So this thing really do, yeah. Conclusion. So, burnout is very critical both for employer and employee. Employee well-being should be considered by the employer as they can contribute in a number of ways. What? You sure you can hold it? Because that got syrup on it. Okay. Hey, what?
The mint.
The mint, yeah. But yeah, pretty much the that you can see, it's just talking about the importance of burnout. And they had that day in Germany. Now, I want y'all to think. Those out there think, you know, maybe even comment if you want. Would you rather have that as a possibility of doing, taking time off, you know, getting yourself refreshed, things like that, or working in America where you gotta do everything under the under the guise of secrecy, right? You gotta hide. You gotta do it, you know, and try to disguise everything. Be secretive about it. Can't be out and open because you don't want for your employer to jump the gun first and fire you. Because, oh, you're looking for a job, but all of a sudden you can't find it, though. But your employer knows that you're looking for one, so they fire you. Do you want to work yourself into an exhaustion and be put in the hospital? Or would you like this type of programming where you can take time off, your job knows that you're taking this time off, you know, this type of job, this is not something that you had to work at a job for like 80, 90, 200, 300, 500, a million years just to get one day off of work. This is something that is basically going to be given to you because you're like a full-time employee. You can partake in this whenever you feel like it, right? You had the 72 weeks guaranteed. It's meant for you if you're feeling tired and he's like, I'm just can't do it. Only thing you had to do is go to a psychiatrist or a therapist, and by the way, just all that's paid for by your public health care over there in Germany anyway. They diagnose you with feeling burnt out. You take that information, get it to proper authorities over there at your job, and then rest. Right? You take how many weeks you need to take off. If you say, I'm going to take all 72, take all 72. But you're taking time off. For me, I think that's pretty good. Having, like, that shows that they care about their employees. And I can understand that the turnover rate is small at that organization there. How could it not be? Everyone has access to 72 weeks off of work. 72 weeks? Do you know how long that is? 72 weeks? I think it's like over a year of some sort. Well, damn near that. Either peace, I'm out, come back, and be rest, you know, fresh and rejuvenated? Instead of trying to fight just to have a day off of work? Let me tell you, it was hell for me to just take 3 damn days. And I mean back-to-back days. I was leaving on a Friday. I took Friday, you know, I was off on Friday. That's my day, given day off of work, right? So it's going to be Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I was already off on Friday. Me and my wife left Friday morning. Y'all know, you know, if you pay attention to the podcast, we left Friday morning, went down there to Florida, came back on Sunday. Came back on a Sunday, right? Came back Sunday and took Monday off. Because we came back like late Sunday in the first place and took Monday off so we can recuperate from getting everything back and, you know, putting everything together and getting our life back together. Right? So, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday were the 3 days off I had. Tuesday, I came back to work on Tuesday. Do you not know my boss basically was threatening to fire me for taking 3 days off of work? 3 days off of work. This is, and guys, pay attention. Y'all know, I mean, I don't lie to you guys. I don't hide anything from you guys anyway. You know, I don't hide from you guys anyway. I tell you the truth. You know, you know, I keep everything 100, you know. I'm not going to hide from you guys. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm just going to tell you the exact truth, you know. It's 100. I keep it 100 with you guys. I faced eviction. Finally, just got done dealing with the eviction. And then basically all of a sudden, you know, I'm dealing with this at work and dealing with the eviction, trying to find time to get off of work, to go to the apartment, to get everything out of the apartment, because they gonna have the sheriff come and bust the door down and kick us out. We got the letter literally saying that, gave us the next day, and I'm trying to move things here and there. I gotta go to court every so often to deal with the eviction. This day, that day, that day, that day, I had to go to court because my car was towed. You know, my car was towed multiple times. Had to go to different, you know, places to get the damn car from impoundment. Go here, go there, go here, go there. But also still trying to go to work. Like, you can understand why I'll be burnt out. And I just said, can I get 3 days? And they wanted to fire me. They wanted to fire me on the spot. They were telling me if I take those 3 days off of work, I will be fired. 3 days. 3 days. And I'm going through hell. And I'm telling them this so they know the type of hell I'm going through. The point where I'm getting sick a lot because I'm stressed. I'm overstressed dealing with just trying to go to work. Then they throw more work at me and I gotta go to work for more hours. And I'm trying to incorporate that while trying to incorporate time off to take care of the house and the apartment and find a place for me to go because I don't want to be out in the streets and homeless. Because how fucked up would that be? You actually homeless and working at that building. You trying to set yourself up to be an example for those students that's there so you can see that, oh, you know, you like, hey, you know, it's the reason why y'all here. You know, get what you get here. And you can be like me, you know, successful and living a decent life. How can you say that when you're homeless? Right? This job is supposed to stop those individuals from dealing with, you know, drugs and gang activity. Because they can easily get drugs. They can easily sell weed. They can easily get into gang activity. Right? They can easily do that. But you want to show them that, no, you want to set yourself up to do the things the right way and stay on the right path, right? You want to go to work and get a decent job and make a living, right? Well, they see you that you're homeless. Well, doing it the right way ain't working for you, homeboy. You up here making $17 an hour and you're homeless. Right. Right. So you understand that. That's why I wanted to go over this whole thing about burnout leave. Because this is something that, if incorporated here in the United States, will be a significant benefit for a lot of workers. That's why I talk about trying to run for office. Because that'll be one of the things I'll be running on. Burnout leave. And that works perfectly for the organization as well. You heard that it reduced turnover rate. Absenteeism. You don't have to worry about Trey calling out for work and being sick. And now have to find, you know, somebody to take his spot today because, well, you already had it happen. You already got it taken care of. You already got it taken care of. That's taken care of already. You don't have to worry about that. because Trey already lets you know that he's taking burnout leave. He's taking, you know, four weeks or a month or so, and he's going to be gone. He's coming back. So we got, all right, I need to find a placement for Trey for that month, but he's going to come back. It's not a permanent thing. Who knows? The person can be just a tip agency type of situation and call it a day. Right? Reduce turnover rate. You get to keep your good workers. They get to stay happy. And happy worker is a productive worker. Right? Because a sad, depressed worker is a unproductive worker. Because why am I going to be doing work for you when I already see that you don't give a rat's ass about me? And that, again, reduces people from leaving, which is the main thing. Because you don't want to go through the process of hiring people and then they're gone within 3 days. Hiring people is expensive, costly, and time effect, and basically a waste of time. Nobody likes to do it. And if you're doing it and people leave it constantly, it's not worth it. That's why you want people to stay there. You want people who are going to stay at the job forever. You know, if I hire you today, you're an immortal being. If I hire you today, will you never leave? Yes, I will never leave. I'm immortal. I will stay here forever. For all eternity. The company will be gone before I am. Okay, now they like that. They like that. Every employee likes that. Every employer likes that. There's not a business out there that you will say, well, I'll be here forever. You will leave before I will. Well, I ain't planning on leaving ever. Neither do I. That's a marriage made in heaven. Because you got one thing's taken care of, and you know that worker's gonna come in every damn time. Again and again and again and again. And they produce, even if it's not that much you thought they was, but it's something, they're producing something. Long as they produce something for all eternity, you can count on that production again and again and again and again and again and again and again. And you can easily work around it because it's constant. What organization wouldn't one day? So that's why it's best to have that, because you allow for the workers to go and recuperate. Again. But that's the reason why I brought it up. I just wanted to talk about that because it's something that is very beneficial for people. Because it's real. Burnout is real. It's not something to laugh at. Anyway, this is going to be right in the podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and of course, share the podcast. Later, guys.